The legacy continues. Gilbert Valadez Jr., a lifetime at Burt Ogden Motors. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Gilbert Valadez has dedicated 46 years of his life to Burt Ogden Motors, working diligently in the parts department from the beginning of his career. His journey with the company began when John Rock, the parts manager at the time, hired him. When Burt Ogden, the company founder, returned from a trip, he inquired about Gilbert's experience. Gilbert, who had worked at Roberts Chevrolet in Edinburgh as a parts salesman for heavy-duty trucks, soon became indispensable to Ogden, handling the procurement of parts for the heavy equipment Ogden frequently bought at auctions. Ogden was known for his entrepreneurial spirit and tireless work ethic. He often traveled to auctions to purchase heavy equipment, which he would then transport back to the valley, repair, and resell, frequently to buyers in Mexico and Costa Rica. Gilbert's role was crucial in this process, as he was responsible for sourcing all necessary parts to ensure the equipment was in top condition for resale. Mr. Ogden's passion for working on vehicles extended beyond his business ventures. He was frequently seen at the dealership on weekends, handling repairs and modifications. His skills were diverse. He was proficient in welding, mechanics, and various other trades, making him a jack of all trades, as per Gilbert. His hands-on approach and inventiveness were evident in the tools and machinery he modified and the projects he undertook. Gilbert recalls that Ogden would often rally a group of workers, directing them on various tasks, with Gilbert serving as the interpreter to ensure everyone understood their roles. The phrase, Dale Gas, which originated in the barrios where Gilbert grew up, became a motivational slogan within the company and eventually the tagline for its TV commercials. This phrase summarized the drive and energy that Burt Ogden brought to his work and his business. Before establishing his dealership, Mr. Ogden worked as a salesman at a Cadillac dealership. He then purchased a Buick Oldsmobile dealership in Edinburgh, marking the start of his business venture. Gilbert, who worked at Roberts Chevrolet as a parts salesman and runner then, often saw Ogden and his wife, Dorothy, in the showroom. Dorothy, whom Gilbert describes as a beautiful and gracious lady, played a significant role in the dealership's early days. Gilbert said that Ogden's commitment to his business was firm. He was involved in building and expanding his dealership, from operating heavy machinery like caterpillars and hauling trailers to transporting steel beams from closed dealerships in Houston. Ogden's dedication was unmatched. He spent countless Sundays working on these projects, often by himself, demonstrating intelligence and work ethic that left a lasting impression on Gilbert. Gilbert recalls one memorable incident when Ogden's tie got caught in a bandsaw while working alone on a Sunday. Despite the potential danger, Ogden freed himself by cutting his tie, exemplifying his hands-on and fearless approach to work. Another anecdote involves Ogden carrying large sums of cash from equipment sales in his pockets. One day, as he was leaving his office, the money began falling out, and Gilbert helped him collect and straighten it out. This money was the proceeds from sales at auctions, which Ogden frequented and enjoyed immensely. Burt Ogden's passion for auctions and buying and selling equipment was a significant aspect of his business strategy. He loved the thrill of the auction environment and the opportunities it provided to acquire and resell valuable equipment. This entrepreneurial spirit was a driving force behind Burt Ogden Motors' growth and success, laying the foundation for the thriving business it is today. Remembering Mr. and Mrs. Ogden. Gilbert Valadez had the privilege of working closely with Mr. and Mrs. Ogden for 15 years before their tragic car accident on March 15, 1992. This event profoundly impacted Gilbert and everyone associated with Burt Ogden Motors. Gilbert managed the parts department and acted as a translator for Mr. Ogden, forging a close friendship with him over the years. He cherishes a newspaper clipping announcing the dealership's closure on March 18, 1992, in memory of Mr. and Mrs. Ogden, highlighting their significant influence on the community and their employees. Born in Edinburgh, Texas, on July 12, 1947, Gilbert Valadez grew up in a family rooted in Starr County, with his father, Gilberto Valadez Sr., from La Grula, and his mother, Julia Valadez, from Rio Grande City. Gilbert attended Edinburgh High School and spent his summers in the fields, picking cotton and performing various types of fieldwork. However, he soon sought to escape the harsh sun and began working in restaurants, first as a dishwasher and later as a busboy at the Palm Cafe. He also worked at a women's department store named Charms, demonstrating his strong work ethic from a young age. Gilbert's life significantly turned in 1967 when he volunteered for military service during widespread drafting. At 19 or 20, he joined the military and was stationed in Baumholder, Germany, near the Czechoslovakian border for 3 years. During the Russian invasion of Czechoslovakia in 1969, Gilbert and his unit were on the front lines, ready to face potential conflict. He recalls having to sign a will, recognizing the serious risks involved. After 3 intense years, Gilbert decided not to pursue a military career, having experienced enough during his service. Upon returning from the military, Gilbert enrolled at Pan American College for a year while working as a mechanic at a local garage. This period marked his transition back to civilian life, which he often called, back in the world. Although he did not complete his college education, a decision he now regrets, Gilbert found stability in his work at Robert Chevrolet, which is no longer in business. Since his return from military service, Gilbert has had 2 main jobs, Robert Chevrolet and Burt Ogden Motors. Throughout his career at Burt Ogden Motors, Gilbert has encountered numerous experiences and formed meaningful relationships. He speaks highly of the people he has worked with, including Mr. and Mrs. Ogden, Bob, and Janet Vacker. Gilbert and Bob Vacker, in particular, had known each other since high school, when Bob was a senior and Gilbert was a freshman. Bob Vacker's father owned Vacker Lumberyard in Edinburgh, and Bob eventually joined Burt Ogden Motors. Gilbert fondly remembers how Mr. Ogden often worked late into the evening, mingling with the employees and discussing various projects. Gilbert's role often involved interpreting for Spanish-speaking customers from Mexico, facilitating business transactions, and ensuring clear communication. Every morning, Gilbert opened the dealership's gates at 5 a.m., a task that required dedication and punctuality. Mr. Ogden even provided Gilbert with a truck to commute and perform his duties efficiently. This routine underlined the trust and reliance Mr. Ogden placed in Gilbert. Mr. Ogden's leadership style was intelligence, hard work, and fairness. He treated his employees well, fostering a positive work environment. Gilbert appreciated these qualities and found a sense of belonging and purpose at Burt Ogden Motors, contributing significantly to the dealership's operations and success. When asked if he would choose a different career path if given the chance, Gilbert firmly states he wouldn't change a thing. Starting at Burt Ogden Motors at age 30 and now at 77, he has spent a significant part of his life with the company. His journey is deeply intertwined with the dealership's growth and success. Gilbert is a proud father of 2 children and a grandfather to 4 grandchildren. His son, a United States probation officer and supervisor, lives in San Antonio, where his 2 granddaughters reside. His daughter, who works with Oracle, lives in Edinburgh along with her 2 children. And my son-in-law is retired from the Navy. Gilbert's family is a source of pride and joy, with his oldest granddaughter attending Texas A&M. Memories of Dorothy Ogden and the family. Dorothy Ogden played a significant role in the company's operations, affectionately known among the staff as the caretaker of Dorothy's girls in the accounting department. Gilbert recalls her always being cheerful, with a great sense of humor. Janet Vacker, her daughter, shares her mother's happy and outgoing nature. Janet's approachable demeanor and friendly interactions have left a lasting impression on Gilbert. Rupert Cantu, who worked closely with Dorothy in the office and later became the controller, also held the Ogdens in high regard. Gilbert speaks fondly of the Ogden family, emphasizing their kindness and the positive atmosphere they created within the company. Anecdotes of Mr. Ogden. Gilbert shares a memorable story about Mr. and Mrs. Ogden's trip to Houston. Instead of staying in a hotel, Bert decided they would sleep in the sleeper of their tractor trailer. Dorothy's surprise and humor in recounting this story to Gilbert highlight Mr. Ogden's practical yet adventurous nature. Gilbert shares another anecdote about Bert's love for Harley-Davidson motorcycles. He said that Bert hopped on his motorcycle one day and roared off, as usual. I remember when he asked Dorothy, "Hey, Dorothy, want to go for a spin?" She looked at him and said, "Bert, I'd love to, but I can't mess up my hair." And that was the end of Dorothy's Harley adventures. Gilbert's relationship with Bob Vacher is filled with friendship and shared experiences. He recounts the early days when Bob Vacher, Bert's son-in-law, drove an avocado green Mercedes-Benz, a color Gilbert never hesitated to joke about. One incident involved Bob trying to control a pigeon problem with a pellet gun at the dealership, which led to an unfortunate ricochet that broke a new car windshield. Despite this mishap, Bob's passion for hunting remained strong, and the two would often set up blinds for hunting trips, ensuring everything was hidden when Mrs. Ogden was around. Gilbert highlights Bob's kindness and the strong friendship they have built over the years. Their shared activities and mutual respect have fostered a lasting bond beyond their professional relationship. Reflecting on his extensive career, Gilbert Valadez is grateful for the opportunities and relationships he has cultivated at Bert Ogden Auto Group. The dealership has been more than a workplace, it has been a second home filled with memories, growth, and lifelong friendships. Gilbert's dedication and loyalty to the company have made him integral to its history. The legacy of Bert and Dorothy Ogden, carried forward by Bob and Janet Vacher, continues to thrive. The values of hard work, kindness, and innovation that they instilled in the company remain at its core. Gilbert Valadez's journey at Bert Ogden Auto Group is a tribute to these enduring principles, reflecting a life well spent in service and friendship. Roberto Hugo Gonzalez is the 2009 SBA Journalist of the Year Award winner and the recipient of the Paul Harris Award in both 2009 and 2012. He currently publishes Texas Border Business and Mega Doctor News. His past publications include McAllen City Magazine, Texas Border Digest, CBS Chronicle, Healthcare Services Guide, Winter Texan Tour Guide, and Mega Metropolis.